This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at the cattle markets for Wednesday, May 15th. Well, we started out stronger yesterday and never really looked back. The market just kept pushing higher, pushing higher. And we settled with some impressive gains for the day, with the live cattle up about 260, front month feeders up 390, the back months up over $4. So an impressive day yesterday in the cattle space. We are seeing cash markets finding some support here. Not a lot of activity yet in the cash trade, the Fed trade, but the box beef has done very well both Monday and Tuesday. Yesterday, choice was up 544. We're sitting at 304, and that was after being up 438 on Monday. Select yesterday was up 664 at 294, and that was after being up 301 the previous day. So we've rallied $10 in the box beef values just in the last 2 days. The spread lost $1.20 yesterday. We're sitting at 10.57. Movement was 121 low. So we are definitely on a tear here in the box beef. We're sharply higher values on good volume. So clearly wholesale and retail demand has really stepped up here. It looks like they're anticipating a lot of demand for Memorial Day holiday, trying to get those sales on the books. Looks like the slaughter rate's going to slow down a little bit from what we're hearing. So it appears that the buyers are scrambling a little bit, trying to get as much product as they can around them before the packers run into a little bit of a slowdown in slaughter. Slaughter rate yesterday, 123,000 head. For the week, that puts us at 239,000. It's down 5,000 from last week, and it's down 12,000 from a year ago. On the cash feeders for Monday, trading around 3,400 head, average price $244.91. So that's up about $7 from the average on Friday, which included the direct trade. The 7-day average was up 39 cents at 241.75. So cash trades hanging right in there. Box beef clearly is going to be supportive to this market. Cash feeders are firm. We have a lot of moisture, great pasture conditions across much of the country. Looks like we're going to at least get a good hay crop for the first cutting. So things look pretty promising in the countryside for the cattle guy, for most of them. Not everybody's in that boat, but by and large, nationwide, we're in a much better position than we were a year ago. And so this is creating quite a bit of optimism around the countryside. But, you know, here we are, we're pushing into mid-May. Usually, if feeder cattle are rallying into early May, that's a seasonal high. We have had a nice little updraft here the last couple of days, but we're well off the highs from a few weeks ago. My guess is that markets may try to test those highs, see what we can do there. But, we're heading into the heat of summer. You tend to see beef production really slow down after Memorial Day. Most of the buying for Memorial Day is going to be wrapped up here fairly soon. And I think that as you head into the summer, these high prices and usually a drop in consumer demand is going to be a drag on the complex. And that's a normal seasonal pattern. I would expect the market to follow that as we work our way through the summer. And one more thing real quick, the CPI came in at 0.3%, plus 0.3%. That was the core CPI. That was in line with the trade estimate, and it compares to last month up 0.4%. So it's a good steady number. It's kind of leaning toward the trade, figuring that we could see a drop in interest rates probably around the September timeframe is what we're hearing. So that would be at least somewhat supportive to the beef space down the road as well. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.